You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of the Go Gamecocks podcast, presented by the State Newspaper. I am your host, Greg Hadley, and just in time for basketball season, I sat down with Khadijah Sessions to talk about what the 2019-2020 season might hold for USC women's basketball and coach Dawn Staley. Khadijah was a 3-year starter and 2-year captain for the Gamecocks. She helped lead Carolina to 3 SEC regular season titles, 2 SEC tournament titles, and a Final Four. And she is still in Columbia as a personal trainer and a SEC network analyst, helping out call some games at Colonial Life Arena. And here's what she had to say about what she thinks might be in store for this year's Gamecock team. Khadijah, first of all, thanks for joining me.
Hey, no problem, man.
Yeah, so looking at this team, first of all, what are your general impressions? What do you think their strengths are going to be?
I'm going to tell you this. I'm very excited about this team. I'm almost excited as, you know, our Final Four team. They have that passion for the game like we did, and it was just great. But the young core that they have coming in, the number one recruiting class, I'm going to tell you, those girls are special. They're gym rats. They want to stay in the gym. They learn. They're willing to learn. And the fact that a lot of us come back, our alma maters like me, Tiffany Mitchell, Asia Wilson, Ashley Bruner, Lisa Welch, we all came back and worked with this group already. They have already been prepped well. And I think, you know, they're going to be special. It's going to be a special run for them. They have the vets in Ty Harris, Kiki, Herbert Harrigan. Then you have Destiny Henderson. They have speed. They have athleticism. They have shot-making ability. They have people that can create off the dribble. They have post presence. They have defense. They have speed. Once you make a sub, the game's going to stay the same. They're going to be an excited group to watch. I'm very excited. I'm very excited for Zaya Cook. I'm really, my favorite, though, is going to be Aaliyah Boston. The big
really?
Girl, okay? She's great. There's nothing the girl can't do, okay? She's going to give South Carolina a different look. She's going to have a phenomenal freshman year. But when you see her by her senior year, it's going to be a different conversation. I think she'd be the number one draft pick in the WNBA.
Really?
Yeah, in her class.
The comp I've heard with her is kind of Elena Coates. Do you see that a little bit?
Far as, like, the big presence, I see Elena Coates, but Aaliyah's good. Aaliyah's mm-hmm. good. She's good. It's things that she has where you don't have to teach, which is, you know, some basketball IQ. She has a lot of basketball IQ. She feels the game. She doesn't force it. She doesn't force anything. She doesn't let anything really get to her. She's going to work well with Ty Harris and those guards coming off the screens, picking rolls, you know, just trying to guard her. I watched us try to guard her, and we couldn't stop her that well because she's so big and she knows how to use her body. Just as well as Bria Bill. She's going to be the X factor. She's going to be the sneaker because she can guard 1-5. She's a big presence. She can shoot the ball. She can post up small guards. She's a quiet killer. So she's going to be the sleeper. But this South Carolina team is strong. It's dangerous. It's going to be very fun to watch every game. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm hyped up. I'm ready to go tonight. Ready to go just because they love the game. I see it different. They work well together. So it's this. If they can stay together, they might be in New Orleans this year.
Yeah. I mean, you're the ultimate point guard, and they got a
murderer's
row of point guards.
They got a lot of
with
point
Ty
guards.
Harris, Destiny,
right.
Zaya Cook. What do they all bring to the table? What do you like about them?
I'm going to start with our senior point guard, Ty Harris. You know, it's a freshman coming in, wins the national championship. That gives her a lot more confidence. She already had confidence coming out of high school, but the confidence that she had coming in as a freshman was unbelievable. She's a scoring point guard, but she's a true point guard that gives the ball up to her teammates. She knows Coach Staley offense, and that's the sneaker. People don't understand once you get to college, you got to be the second coach. You got to understand what your coach wants and be able to be that coach on the floor for your teammates. And I think Ty Harris is a perfect person for that. So you're going to have a point guard leader. Then you have Destiny Henderson coming in with the speed, her aggressiveness. She got things that you can't teach and on offense or defense. She's special. She's very special, Destiny Henderson. She's starting to make more shots from the three-point line. She's going to pick you up like I did, full court. She's aggressive. She knows Coach Staley's offense. Coach Staley loves this kid. She loves this kid. What Zaya Cook brings, this girl is so offensively gifted. It's ridiculous. Her and Destiny are going to really rebound the basketball. They're rebounding guards, and people are going to sleep on that. They know how to rebound the ball, and they're very athletic. That's the difference probably between me and them. I would say those girls are athletic. I mean, they're going to go get alley hoops. They're going to go get an offensive rebound. And you probably have some highlights this year where you're going to see these girls really get in the air, mm-hmm. you know. And the way Zaya Cook creates for herself is going to open up the floor for her, these other people. She's an offensive monster. She's locked in defensively, which is great. I thought she was going to come in and have a struggle coming from, you know, big time, overtime, ESPN, big shot. Mm-hmm. Thought she was going to have a little struggle, but she came in and she shocked me. She surprised me. So those three in the backcourt handling the ball, I think we probably got the best backcourt in college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned just her coming in, being humble, willing to learn. That's something Coach Staley said about all these freshmen. Mm-hmm. You're seeing that too in practice?
I mean, I've been there since they got on campus. I've been there. I watched it. It is incredible how they're sitting there and just studying when something goes wrong. And not only about them. They're watching when somebody else is messes up, and so they don't do the same thing. And they come to me asking me questions about this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? Zach Cook was the first one, like, yo, K-Sesh, let's get in the gym. She hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, let's go. Let's do it. Let's get in the gym. You know, I haven't been able to get in there yet because I've been having so much stuff going on. But I'm going to get in the gym. I want to see her play a game versus another opponent, versus the team and us, so I can be able to give more feedback because I am a personal trainer. You know what I'm saying? I train all levels. So being able to going to work with her and, you know, seeing how she maneuvers and trying to help her in Coach Staley's system, since I know it just as well as anybody. You know, I study Coach Staley's system, so I know her system. So just going to try to help the young ones out as much as I can.
I mean, you know as well as anyone that, you know, adjusting to college can take some time, and mm-hmm. freshmen, you know, as much yeah. talent as they have, it'll take a little bit. But you think that they can adjust quickly and advance far, even in their first year, you think?
I mean, I'm going to tell you, just like I told them at the end of practice, one of these practices, Coach Staley let me speak to them. You know, I spoke from the heart. And if they can get past the hump of the, you know, you're going to have ups and downs as freshmen. You're going to have games where you play 5 minutes. You're going to have games where you play 27 minutes. You're going to have games where you may not think you play good, but you impact the game, but you feel like you didn't do good. If everybody can keep a level head, accept their role, embrace it, it's going to be scary. But that's what you're going to see throughout the season. You're going to see the growths. You're going to see the ups and downs. But what I'm more concerned about is how they're going to handle the growth and how they're going to handle the minutes, how they're going to handle not having to shoot every shot, because they're coming out of high school. These are all Americans we're talking about. We're not talking about regular. This ain't no regular, your regular South Carolina freshman class. This is an elite freshman class that most would think would be at UConn's or the Baylor's or the Notre Dame's, but these girls decided to come to South Carolina. So if they can get that past that little part, these girls are going to be very special. And I don't say that about I haven't said that about a lot of USC women's basketball teams. You know, I'm not even saying that because I went there. I'm saying it because I see the work they put in. I'm there in the back. I'm there behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's special.
All right. I mean, obviously the freshmen are super exciting and mm-hmm. they got all that going on. But like you said, they got some veterans as well. Ty and Kiki, what do you see from them as seniors?
Kiki's unstoppable. You know, she's and it kind of made me upset that she wasn't on the NCAA top 15 or top 10 post force in the country. Because it's nothing that the girl can't do. She's a shot blocker. She protects the paint. She can hit shots. She can dribble. She can do anything. And, you know, She the her competitive spirit on the floor when she wants to win games is big. So you need somebody like that that's been through, that's seen a lot. She's been to the national championship. She's been through UConn a few times. She's been through the best of the best. She knows how to go. You know what I'm saying? So you want that. That's great that you have a vet post and you have a vet point guard. So those are going to be your go-to players. You're going to trust them in crunch times. So you're going to see the ball in Ty Harris' hands a lot, and you're going to see them give the ball to Kiki to make plays, just like you've seen them give the ball to Asia Wilson. That's the type of player Kiki's going to be this year. She has to make shots. But I forgot one person that we have not talked about, yep. Victoria Saxton.
Okay.
Incredible. Undersized, mm-hmm. relentless rebounder. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in the country is going to out-rebound her. She can get up. She works hard. She's been working on a jump shot. She's been working on her ball handling. So she's going to complement Kiki very well and all the rest of the post players and Aaliyah Boston. She's going to come in and give a different dynamic. She's very versatile. So she's going to be a really good piece. She's going to have a big year.
I mean, yeah, she's one of those players that, you know, is a little bit undersized for big, but also can
She can get up and down the floor. She defends. She knows the offense. She works hard. You know what you're going to get out of her. Mm-hmm. You know, she's never going to come in the game and give you something that you don't know. You know what you're going to get, a hard-working rebounding machine. That's what you get, and that's what you're going to get out of her. But I think you're going to see more scoring. She's more confident now, so you're going to see a lot more scoring from her.
And if you have Kiki and her on the floor at the same time as your post, that's a pretty fast team.
That's a fast team, but, you know, with the guards, with Zaya Cook and Destiny and Ty – you know, I wouldn't want to play that team. I wouldn't want to play that team, especially if they're on a good night. On a good night, I wouldn't want to see them.
You going to be able to do any SEC Network games this year?
That's funny that you asked that. I'm actually doing, I think I have the very first home game.
Oh,
I think
wow.
I got the November
Alabama
5th game
State?
Against Alabama State.
That'll be
I'm
a
supposed
fun one.
To have the 17th. I got two in December, and I got one or two in January. So I got about five or six games this year. I normally have about two. Sometimes three, but I'm getting up there this year. I got six or seven, so I got to get my mind ready.
You like that role?
It's different. It's mm-hmm. different coming from a different perspective because, you know, like I am around the team a lot. You know, I'm a fan of them.
Yeah.
But then you got to go into work mode. You got to go into business mode. You got to, you know, and it works out perfectly because I know their strengths and weaknesses. So being able to talk about the ability of, you know, their playmaking in that game is a lot easier for me. And it works with the other team, too, because I go to a lot of shoot-arounds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I'm a basketball junkie, so I know basketball, so that is not that bad.
Yeah. Last question. How do you see the SEC working out this year? It seems like it's maybe as wide open as it's been in a while. You got South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You got Texas A&M. Kennedy Carter's on an explosive
Monster.
Talent.
Monster.
And you got Mississippi State. I feel like you can never count them out.
Vic Schaefer then took that Mississippi State over there, and he ran with what Coach Staley did. So you can only respect what he's done. The players he brought in, they committed to his system, and they've executed it well. But you know me, I'm biased. I'm biased. I'm gonna say we're gonna win the SEC because you know once you get in the SEC, pretty much everything is the same year by year, unless you know the coach change. Mm-hmm. You know the things are still the same. Most of the plays are still the same. Just you got to defend players now, you know. But you know, I think we can come out on top. But I think we're gonna have to have a dogfight. You know, it's not gonna be easy. SEC basketball isn't easy. I think somebody's gonna test them in the SEC. Somebody's gonna test them. But if we stay together, I think they're gonna come out on top. But Texas A&M and Mississippi State are two teams you can never sleep on, as well as depressing Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
That's the team that I always say that you would never sleep on year by year. It doesn't matter who they have because, you know, Matthew down there, he does a really good job with his press.
Yeah.
Period. It's just Kentucky versus South Carolina basketball. It's always competitive. We go back and forth with them year and year after year after year. So it's going to be exciting. I'm ready for SC basketball, actually.
Yeah, and you can't mess with Ryan Howard either. She's
no,
very good.
Yeah, very good. I mean, SEC, I think SC is the best basketball. That's just how I feel. I've always felt that way. But now, you know, ACC is starting to sneak up. They starting to sneak up.
Mm-hmm.
They got some really good basketball teams over there. So I'm just really excited for the year. Really excited to see what they're going to do through obstacles mainly. I already know that the success is going to be there. So I'm just going to watch for the times where the failure comes in or maybe things aren't going certain players' way. And I'm just going to watch. I'm going to watch that throughout the year as I commentate and as I go to practice and as I be, you know, that bigger sister to them. I'm going to watch. And, you know, I just hope for the best.
Gotcha. Thanks so much, Khadijah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that is all we have for now, but we will be back Monday to recap South Carolina football's game against Vanderbilt, and we will have more women's and men's basketball coverage throughout the season. Thanks for listening, and please remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.